For the first time, the Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to allow a birth control pill to be sold over the counter. Independent advisors are holding a two-day meeting starting today to help the agency decide what to do. This report from NPR health correspondent Rob Stein is available without a prescription.
Birth control pills are super popular because they're so effective and safe. But in the U.S., women have always had to get a prescription first to get them. And Kelly Blanchard, who heads the nonprofit research group Ibis Reproductive Health, says that makes it hard for many women.
So it could be, you know, if someone doesn't have a healthcare provider, trying to find a provider could be, you know, the time it would take to get an appointment, the cost to get to that appointment, taking time off work, organizing childcare, you know, all of those things really add up.
So allowing women of any age to just walk into any drugstore to grab some pills off the shelf could make a huge difference, especially for less affluent women.
I am very excited. It's an extremely important historic moment for contraception access.
The request is for a pill that would be sold as O-pill. It's what's known as a progestin-only pill because it only contains a synthetic version of the hormone progesterone to prevent pregnancy. Most pills also contain estrogen. Major medical groups like the American Medical Association and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are backing the request, but groups like the Catholic Medical Association are opposed, and not just on religious grounds. Dr. Tim Millay, who heads the association's Health Policy Committee, questions the safety of making a birth control pill available without a prescription. He also worries that easier access would help sex traffickers and that skipping the requirement to see a doctor would harm women's health in other ways.
It eliminates the need to see a physician for the prescription. That will eliminate the screenings for ovarian cancer, for cervical cancer, for sexually transmitted infections.
An FDA assessment also raised questions about taking a doctor out of the equation, about whether women would take the pill every day at the same time like they're supposed to, and whether women who shouldn't take it because of other health problems would know that. But proponents dismiss all that. They say there's plenty of evidence that women can easily handle it. Pills are available without a prescription in more than 100 other countries. Dr. Jack Resnick Jr. heads the American Medical Association.
We think the evidence is quite clear. So first of all, oral contraceptives have been used safely by millions of women in the United States and around the world since the 1960s. And we think it is important to still get your breast and pelvic exams and cancer screenings and screenings for sexually transmitted infections, but they're not necessary prior to initiating or refilling an oral contraceptive.
And Resnick and others say easy access to effective birth control has never been more important, given that access to abortion is increasingly being restricted in this country. Dr. Daniel Grossman is an OBGYN at the University of California, San Francisco.
Reproductive rights are under attack, and certainly in places where abortion access has become more restricted, it's critical that people have access to all the possible tools to prevent an unwanted pregnancy.
The FDA advisors will meet for the next 2 days to sift through all the scientific evidence. The agency is expected to make a final decision by the end of the summer. Rob Stein, NPR News.